You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris on vacation. Baltimore Orioles have already made some significant trades. How many more, Jeremy? Count the bodies.
I think four more.
And again, who are they? Now, we did not expect. We knew he was a possibility, Urias. But he wasn't one of our prime candidates. He was a possibility.
Would you be
like playing spades? I got four in the possible.
Would you be shocked if they didn't trade Eflin and tried to extend him? Because I like in my mind, I thought Eflin was already gone. Like
I think they know whether Eflin will extend. Has a possibility of extended already.
Yeah.
Whatever answer that is, I don't know. But Eflin to me is beyond extending. Eflin is the qualifying offers guy.
That's the point though. Like, because again, we talked about this when Rob was trying to be secretive. You have to get better than what you think you're going to get as a first round pick or back end of first round pick for him. And I see so many people killing Elias on this trade for Twine Palmer. And they're like, oh, my God, all you could get was the 37th best. Stop with where the guy was drafted. They clearly see something in him. He's 6'7" with a 2-run ERA in low A ball. And it's like, well, why would you trade for a guy in low A? Do you guys understand that, like, you have to filter these guys? You want guys ready for when other guys are leaving. And, you know, the one thing that I find odd, Rob, is that everybody remembers when Elias said liftoff. But nobody's talking about when he had mentioned, yeah, we're going to run this team like the Rays and be smart with our business decisions. And then you get new ownership, and then things change even there. So, like, I look at some of the moves that are made, and there's so many people saying, well, that's a stupid trade. We got fleeced. You've never even seen that person play, so shut up. It's just, this is one of the weirdest things where everybody's an expert, and they know that you did wrong
right. Before
you even did anything.
Well, your liftoff was misinterpreted. And I said it back then. Liftoff meant they were starting to send the guys up from. You guys had all. You've been asking when all of these minor league guys are coming up. Remember, that was the. It's sort of like the NCAA. Well, where's the money? And they changed the question?
Yeah.
No, your question was, where are the minor league guys? You kept asking that question. His response was liftoff. And then all of a sudden, you interpreted that as, oh, he's going out and sign a bunch of free agents. No, signing free agents wasn't the question back then. Where are all our minor league, high-ranking our minor league guys? That was the question. So the response was liftoff. If you look at it, that's when these guys start coming up. Adley was already up at the time. Then comes Gunner. I think after that was probably Westberg, was it?
Hey,
I can't remember the order, but all these guys start coming up.
Well, that's what I was saying to the one guy. He was like, they don't have the talent in the farm system. You guys keep talking about it. They're here. They're here. They had a crappy year. There's no question. And again, beat them up for the free agent signings, but also tell me who they should have signed. And on top of it, be fair about things. Oh, they don't do well in trades. They don't sign anybody. How'd they get Sam Bassaio? Signed his ass in the international market. You know what we weren't doing before Elias got here? Signing anybody in the international market.
Yeah.
And now he's the number one prospect in all of baseball, depending on which outlet you look at. He's got a higher home run rate than Aaron Judge. Granted, it's in AAA. Uh-huh. But still, like, I'd rather see that than not see it. You know, like, I just, All I'm asking is that people be fair about the situation and understanding. You wanted them to trade these pieces away, and now people are going, oh my God, I can't believe you traded away Ramon. Really? The same people that wanted him gone last year when guys were coming up? Well, Mateo's coming up. What are you going to do with him? You're going to send Ramon away? How many times did we talk about getting rid of Ramon and he would come out and light it up?
And you and I were saying I would take Ramon any day over Mateo. People said we were crazy for that. Yes, I do remember that.
I love him. But like the fact of the matter is it's another rotational piece. He could be an everyday player for a team, and I think he will. And I think if you let him play every day, he could put up numbers. But it's not something where you're going, yeah, we have to have this guy and we have to do that. You've got plenty of guys now that you're going to look at in the minor leagues coming up. At least you hope so after this goes on. You're going to get a lot of looks at some minor league arms because that's who's going to be in your bullpen. I don't even know who closes games moving forward. I went this morning, like last night, I was looking for Andrew Kittredge, and I'm like, I'm just going to pick him up. Maybe he ends up being the closer. And then somebody had already picked him up, and now he's gone. So is it going to be Wells? Is it going to be Martin? Is it going to be, it ain't Cano.
It don't matter.
Yeah. Well, exactly. But that's the point. It doesn't matter, man. It doesn't matter right now.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Yeah, this is what happens when you tear it apart.
And can I say this too? The same people that are doing all this bitching, you guys wanted to trade Jackson Holiday after his slow start. So shut up. Move him. I don't care. Trade anyone. Trade Mayo. Trade Basayo. Everybody's yelling all these things. And then you wind up what? What were you trading them for? Starting pitching? The pitching was fine in the postseason. They didn't hit.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The team right now is not in rebuild mode. And I think that's what people are nervous about. You see all of these guys leaving. And you think, well, they're rebuilding again. They're not rebuilding. If you look at the core pieces, if they start trading off the core, the young guys, then they're rebuilding. They've already rebuilt. So now what they're going to do is build around those guys. They're saying to you, we have all the confidence in the world, Adley, Gunner, Jackson, Westberg, even having a bad year this year, Kowser. Bradish will be back. He's our guy. Bradish is the number one.
Mm-hmm.
These are our core guys. Okay, so now we have these core guys locked down for a few years. Now we're going to build around those guys. The other pieces that we get, those are peripheral guys. Those are guys that we feel are replaceable. So we're going to replace them.
And guess what? They are replaceable. Everybody they've traded has been replaceable. Stop falling in love with your own guys and saying, oh my God, I can't. Like the people that are screaming about Cedric Mullins and he had an amazing run over here the past 4 days with robbing home runs, diving catches, all that.
Yeah.
But at the same extent, it's an expiring contract, and you have somebody in the minors that's almost ready to take over for him. So what are we doing?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up, man?
Yeah, hey. Only situation, the only thing I have about the Ramon Urias trade is he wasn't an unrestricted free agent until 2027. Utility guy that can play many positions. And, you know, with Westbrook's injury history, you know, like, I don't know what we're going to do next year. If we have a situation at, you know, third base, where we might need Ramon to fill in or any other.
You'll get another utility guy because there's a bunch of them
and,
around the league.
And I'm sorry, Rashawn, you were the same guy last year who didn't value this guy. You thought Mateo was the guy. Now they've traded Urias. You're calling in crying about Urias. You are the guy that Jeremy. You are the guy that Jeremy was just talking about. It was just last year that you were, hey, Mateo is bad. I keep Mateo. He's fast. Yeah, over Urias. Why don't they trade Urias? Well, a year later they did.
I thought that about Mateo, you know, but
who did? You said we all.
Eli.
No. We didn't all think nothing like that. No, we didn't.
Mm-mm. Well, one of y'all, I think Ed, somebody liked it, Mateo.
Oh, yeah, Ed did.
I wanted to keep the guy. Yeah, you know, but.
Yeah, but what's Ed know? I mean, come on. He's not here to defend himself. Let's talk some trash about him.
Oh. Right. Yeah, man. But hopefully this guy, Twin Park, what was this twin picture we got from Astros?
Oh, the what's Twine? It's Twine. Twine Palmer.
Oh, Twine Palmer, man. Like, looks like he's, you know, could be pretty decent.
Yeah. I'm not gonna make fun of you for getting his name wrong.
Twin A?
Because I don't know either, man.
Yo, what up, Twin?
I'm not even sure.
Hold on.
I'm not even sure we still saying it right,
is
man.
Is he black or white? It might be Twin A. Oh,
his name is Twine Roland Palmer. His middle name is Rollin.
He is a white. There's no doubt.
Is it Rollin? Maybe. It's Twine Rollin or
Rollin?
Yeah.
I think it's rolling, rolling, rolling.
I thought you said rolling twine. Maybe, I don't know.
But the other thing that I got was somebody said, you keep thinking Mike Elias is a great GM. And I said, I'm not telling you the guy's a great GM. I'm just not saying that everything he's done is piss poor. And the guy goes, he's a glorified scout. He's one of the best scouts in baseball. What? They just traded for the 37th prospect of the Astro? These guys don't know what they're doing. Maybe scouting? I don't know.
Eric DaCosta was a scout, wasn't he?
That's the best way to start the job, like,
what do you,
Joe.
Man, where do you
That's the best
to start?
Way to start the job, man.
Like, you guys were board ops at one point in time. Half the people on the radio pressed buttons and answered phones.
It's unreal.
Let's go to Donnie in Dundalk. What's up, Donnie?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call in and say that I agree with everything that Jeremy said. I ever since Elias has come, I've been, you know, embracing him with open arms. I think that he's a great GM. I think that he can't control the way that the players produce on the field. He can only put those players in the best positions for the team to be used. So I think his theories and his scouting and his GM moves have been great. I think that it's a fresh breath of air. From a stale Orioles organization back in the late 90s, early 2000s. You know, it's definitely a different regime.
Hey, Dottie, I appreciate that. It's something, too, where, like, we talk about the moves that they make, and no matter what happens, it's the wrong move. Like, people keep saying they didn't sign any starting pitching in the offseason. And where they missed out, in my opinion, was arguably Pivetta and Eovaldi. And we talked about this on the show. It doesn't sound like Eovaldi wanted to leave Texas. Burns didn't want to come here. He wanted to go to Arizona. If you'd have given Max Fried that contract, I would have lost my mind on you. And you guys will see why. Because right now, everybody can talk about it. Look at Max Fried. He looks great. And then in 3 or 4 years, we're not going to talk about how bad the back end of that contract looks. And then the other part of this, too, is like you start looking at the guys that you kicked the tires on and you went out and got. Again, if you want to say the Garrett Crochet trade, I'm listening to you, but we don't know what they asked for. The Red Sox gave up 3 big prospects to go get him. So I would have loved to see Crochet here. I thought it was a perfect fit. I would have been willing to give up Mayo in that deal if that was the case and you had to give up somebody. But they've said all along that they think Masayo, Mayo, and Jackson Holiday are premier players.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.